In Daniel 12:4, the Bible prophesies that knowledge will increase, stating, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." We are currently living in a time where technology and knowledge are rapidly advancing. This acceleration of knowledge parallels discussions about the end times, Jesus' imminent return, and related topics. However, while focusing on the end, it's essential not to overlook the beginning and the present. Just as we wouldn't skip to the end of a book when reading it, we should consider the entirety of God's plan. Our faith centers on a God who is both the Alpha and the Omega, encompassing the past, present, and future. Despite our curiosity about the end times, we must not neglect the journey or how we will reach that destination. Even Christ emphasized that no one knows the exact timing. Today's discussion will delve into an eschatological topic, the mark of the beast. To begin, let's explore the significance of the word mark in Greek. In the Greek syntax, the term 5480 encompasses scratch etching, representing a stamp, a badge of servitude, or a sculptured figure. It can symbolize a mark imprinted on the forehead or right hand associated with followers of the Antichrist and extend to marks on horses, carved items, sculptures, and idolatrous images. This term's complexity in Greek syntax involves diverse symbolic and literal meanings linked to engraving and sculpting, often conveying ideas of ownership, identification, and religious significance. This sheds light on intriguing interpretations, as the Greek word for mark encompasses various meanings, including a scratch, etching, stamp, badge of servitude, or sculpted figure. These interpretations can allude to believers and non-believers alike. For instance, the badge of servitude may symbolize denominationalism, the sculpted figure could represent Catholic imagery, and ownership may signify God's relationship with believers. It is crucial that we identify ourselves primarily as Christians rather than members of specific denominations, as God did not call for divisions within the body of believers. Throughout various biblical passages, the theme of the mark emerges as a symbol of allegiance and worship. Jesus in Matthew 15:7-9 condemns hypocrisy, warning against prioritizing human traditions over God's commandments. John 3:6 contrasts earthly and spiritual birth, highlighting the distinction between physical existence and spiritual life. Revelation 13:16-17 describes a mandatory mark on individuals' right hands or foreheads, linking it to economic transactions and allegiance to the beast. Further warnings follow in Revelation 14:9 and 14:11, emphasizing the dire consequences for those who accept the mark and worship the beast. Revelation 16:2 depicts the manifestation of painful sores upon bearers of the mark, illustrating divine judgment. Revelation 19:20 foretells the capture of the beast and false prophet who led people astray into receiving the mark, resulting in their punishment. Finally, Revelation 24 offers hope, depicting the reign of faithful martyrs with Christ for 1,000 years, emphasizing their refusal to accept the mark and unwavering commitment to God.